I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. I am your host, Nick. I am jacked up on Mucinex and Dayquil, and long story short, we went to a biker bar in Leavenworth, Kansas on Saturday night, and my allergies went from allergies to full-blown sinus infection. Interesting fact, did you know that in, at least in Leavenworth County, you can get around anti-smoking laws by having your bar be a private club, meaning that everybody has to be a member? If it's a private club, then people can, in fact, smoke indoors. Normally, I used to be a smoker, pack a day and a half a day, rather, people who smoke do not bother me. It doesn't get to me. However, indoors, it kicks my ass. And, so you can hear it in my voice. You'll probably hear me coughing and hacking at some point or another. And I am, on some really awesome drugs right now, which, they're about as powerful as trucker speed. So it's been a lot of fun. And my short-term memory is fairly much shot, so if I start rambling in anything, it's just par for the course. And just, you know, the turntable is giving me issues, the recorder is giving me issues, this week's podcast may be a little less than perfect, but then, when is it not? We're going to get started with a set of music that would have made a whole hell of a lot more sense when I originally planned it out a couple weeks ago. You may have seen a review on the Rockstar Journalist blog, on which this podcast is posted a couple weeks ago. My review of the Dead to Me, Off With Their Heads, Riverboat Gamblers, Humanoid show at the Record Bar in Kansas City. I bought a hefty fistful of vinyl from the various bands touring. I bought the split single that the three principal acts were putting out. I picked up some splits from Off With Their Heads, and I picked up the original debut LP from St. Louis's The Humanoids. It's fantastic. It's called The Humanoids Are Born. You can pick it up from them if you see them live. They've got it for like $5. That's a great deal for a full-length LP. It's only 8 songs, so it's more like an EP. But it's on really nice colored vinyl, heavy duty. They've got a full-length coming out on paper and plastic pretty soon. But this is the last track on The Humanoids Are Born, and it is entitled Targets.
Isolation, I don't need no one. isolation. Don't want to wake up with no one beside me. Don't want to take up with nobody new. Don't want a body coming by without calling first. Don't want nothing to do with you. I'm putting tin foil up on the windows, lying down in the dark to dream. I don't wanna see their faces. I don't wanna hear them scream. Splendid isolation. I don't need no one. Splendid isolation. Splendid isolation. I don't need no one. Splendid isolation.
From the Riverboat Gamblers, Off With Their Heads, Dead to Me, tour split, three-way split, obviously, 7-inch, that was Dead to Me with No Lullabies. That is a new track, and it is awesome. I really, you know, I only have one Dead to Me album, and I really need to own more. I've seen them a couple times in the past year or so, and it just, they are a solid goddamn band, despite the fact that they don't actually contain any members who were in the band when it started. So, isn't that interesting? I always find it really neat when a band has actually moved on to the point where there is a band touring where none of the founding members are in it any longer, yet it's still a viable, good act. It's a rare thing, certainly. Before that, Off With Their Heads from their split with Dear Landlord on No Idea Records. That was Splendid Isolation. That's about the third time I've seen Off With Their Heads in the past year, and they are by far one of the best live punk acts going right now. Go see them. You will not be disappointed. And we started everything off with the humanoids doing targets from The Humanoids Are Born. Okay, we're going to get in. These next two sets are definitely some classic punk rock. I have lucked out finding some stuff here and there thanks to various collections being bought and sold. And I picked up the Circle Jerks group sex for $5. The sleeve has water damage, the record is fine, and that's what's really important. As long as I can play the record, I don't really give a shit. From group sex, this is the Circle Jerks with What's Your Problem?
Jane Fonda on the screen today.
First track from the Dead Kennedys, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. That was Kill the Poor. You know what? That is a song that may or may not be more and more appropriate as our country slowly but surely goes to shit through political infighting. I don't normally get political on this program, but God damn it, it just seems like there are people out there who are bound and determined to let everything go to hell just to satisfy some personal preferences. That's just me. Before that, from the Hectic EP on Lookout Records, that was Operation Ivy doing Junkies Run and Dry. Jesus Christ. I love Operation Ivy, and that's the first time I've played it on this program, to the best of my knowledge. They don't have a lot, so it's a little difficult to not play everything that you know, but, you know, that's a favorite of mine, and I was glad to play it. And Circle Jerks doing What's Your Problem from Group Sex. You know what, I am torn. I've said this before, and at the risk of repeating myself, I am torn on Mr. Keith Morris. Like, as a vocalist, I enjoy him. As a musician, I enjoy him, but man, when he starts talking, it gets annoying as shit. See him in the American Hardcore documentary and see how long you go before you want to punch him in the fucking face. That may have been going too far. Whatever. Anyhow, up next, more classic punk rock from their debut Damned, Damned, Damned. This is The Damned with See Her Tonight.
One, two, three, go! We'll be right back. that's what it's got me for. But that's my vicious for us to explore.
I'd like to thank the hipster cognoscenti of Lawrence, Kansas for not picking that up during the downtown Lawrence sidewalk sale. Basically we in Lawrence have an Urban Outfitters, which you may recognize as a place that carries very hip, very interesting, very neat stuff, and it's really overpriced. That extends to the fact that they do carry vinyl. On the bright side, when they mark it down, they mark it the fuck down. Like, it goes for like 20 or 30 bucks, but I picked up Iggy and the Stooges Raw Power reissue 180 gram vinyl for $5. So, yeah, you know, thanks, hipsters, for not liking good music. Because it allowed me to pick that up. I say that, mocking hipsters, myself at this point wearing cut-off denim shorts, sporting a beard, and having not washed my hair for the better part of a week and a half. So, you know, whatever. Horn rims and all. Before that, The Jam from the album This Is the Modern World with All Around the World. Love that album. Really need to own more Jam records, unfortunately. They're expensive. I used to own Sound Effects. I sold it. Stupid, stupid move, considering I got it for a dollar in the first place. Not going to be replacing it for that price anytime in the near future. And before that, The Damned did See Her Tonight from Damn Damn Damned. Not one of the better-known songs from that album, but I think they're all worthy of play, because, god damn it, they're all really good. Okay, we've got two sets left. We're gonna end it with some pop punk, but in this next set, we're gonna play some weird punk, anarchist to a point. Not quite sure how to put it. Definitely a little weird. I don't even know why I'm mentioning this, because it really has no bearing to you, the listener, except for the fact that I find it interesting. I've talked about the process of recording the podcast in the past, and, you know, I record it, like, in one sitting, usually, to give, you know, it's a dance party in my basement. It's me playing records, drinking a beer, or two, maybe a, or coffee, depending on when I do it, and just, you know, generally relaxing and enjoying it. It's just, like, a record party. I try and make it, you know, it's like a radio show. You know, it's like an hour. Occasionally, especially like today, considering I have evidently adopted my wife's squirrel brain thanks to all of this cold medicine, I realized that it is now 1:30 in the afternoon, I haven't eaten lunch, I'm on cold medicine, I'm drinking a beer, and that if I want to make the dinner I want to make tonight, chicken kebabs, I'm going to need charcoal, because we're out. So I'm deciding that I'm going to go eat lunch now, and then watch Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and then in an hour and a half or so, return to this. So, right now, I'm going to go answer the phone that you hear ringing in the background, then go buy some pretzels, charcoal, and then watch Law & Order SVU. Back in an hour and a half to you, 6 minutes. Bye.
Out, your audience is growing.
From their recent split with Run Forever on Solidarity Recordings, that was The Wild with To Be Content. That 7-inch comes with a zine with two really great, just absolutely, I would say, fantastic essays on the state of punk rock, and it's almost worth buying the 7-inch for the zine itself. The essays are fantastic and well worth picking up. Before that, long-running Arkansas sort of anarcho joie de vivre punk group Sufi Nun Squad from their album Passion Slays the Dragon, aka Pizzizzle Slizzles the Drizzle, and that track is Juxtapose. A band that came through Kansas City quite a bit in my youth, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, and I never went and saw them, and having picked up that record now in my early 30s, I am thinking that may have been a terrible mistake. Especially anything you read on them is that they were a live band and fun. Speaking of bands I missed, they played last week at the Record Bar in Kansas City, and I was not able to make it out to the Record Bar for a second time that week. But the Coat Hangers from their self-titled album, that was Haterade. Go catch them. Yeah, they're on tour right now. Heartily recommend it. And by the way, my lunch was delicious, and thank you for allowing me to take the time to eat it. I had a smoked turkey sandwich with fresh-made chèvre by my coworker Ruth, and homemade pesto for me, and it was delicious, along with those pretzels. Yum. Not that you care. Anyhow, last set, pop punk, and we're going to start out from a recent album on Tiny Engines. This is Half-Hearted Hero from their album Running Water. This track is Mirrors.
I believe I was
another very excellent third LP. That was Teenage Bottle Rocket doing Totally Stupid. That album, Warning Device, is on Red Scare Records. Their subsequent release, They Came From the Shadows, is now on Fat Wreck, and they've recently put out a 7-inch entitled Mutilate Me, which you have heard the title track on this program a month or two ago. Before that, 22 Jacks did Sky from their split with Wank, that features former Wax frontman Joe Sib, also known as, hey, that dude who owns Side One Dummy Records. Excellent band. Never did see them. Never did see Wax. Big fan of both. Big fan of Wank, actually. That sounds wrong. You know what? I'm a fan of the band and the activity. There you go. Ha! Anyhow, good pop punk all around, with a little bit more leaning towards the alt-rock side of things. With a leaning towards the more, I don't want to say emo, but let's say emo-pop. End of the spectrum, that was Half-Hearted Hero doing Mirrors from their recent release Running Water, that is on Tiny Engines, and that is that is on Tiny Engines, right? I'm not mistaken, am I? I'm gonna feel really stupid if it, in fact, ends up being it's not, is it? No, it's on Animal Style, I'm sorry. Animal Style, who put out a whole ton of poppy punk, or punky pop would probably be a more accurate descriptor of what they do. Anyhow, to reiterate, Running Water is the name of the album. It is by a group called Half-Hearted Hero, and that song is called Mirrors, available now on Animal Style Records. I enjoyed it. You can find a review of that on Rockstar Journalist. It went up last week. And earlier this week, another Animal Style release, Born Without Bones, was up there. So we certainly do like that label, and thanks to Bear Trap PR for hooking us up with those. And that does it for this week. Oh, God, this has just been... You know what? I'm hoping that once my kids are back in school and my wife is back in school and I'm not constantly sick and I'm back on some sort of regular schedule now that everybody seems to be done having babies and getting laid off and so on and so forth. Hopefully within the next week or two, we'll be back on some sort of regular weirdness here at the podcast. As always, thank you for downloading. You can tell your friends about the podcast and tell your friends with bands and record labels to send stuff. Where you can find information about that, this blog goes up each and every Thursday, pretty much without fail, 99.9% of the time, at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog about books and zines and vinyl and other tangible ephemera of the digital age. Got a bunch of reviews from recent releases from Voodoo Rhythm and Sorry State Records coming, as well as reviews of new books like The Chitlin' Circuit, a story of the road to rock and roll via the black southern jazz moving into rhythm and blues into early rock and roll. That circuit in the late 30s up through modern day, surprisingly, as well as White Riot, a story, a selection of essays on punk and race. So you have all of that to look forward to. You can follow my progress daily, if not hourly, on Twitter at NuthousePunks. As always, thanks for listening, and until next week, do enjoy yourselves.